Session 128, February 3, 1965. The Early Sessions, Volume 3 of the Seth Material. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Seth. Seth, I see that we are holding two sessions in succession. Quite unusual. Man has always attempted to examine those realities that he could perceive through the outer senses. Because of the apparent objectivity involved, this has been comparatively easy for him to do. The entire inner universe is far more varied, more complicated than your physical universe. Yet it could be conceived of as the same sort of universe with certain substitutions being made. You could imagine it, for example, as having a shape. But the shape would not be formed by matter, but by pattern masses, and all the multitudinous portions of it, the shapes on it, would be composed in terms of mass intensity. To bring this even clearer, you could even imagine that the whole inner universe was an organism, in which your universe represented but one small portion. Yet, in using the inner senses, you yourselves probe into this universe, and at least in analogy, dissect it. The inner self acting as the imaginary knife. In such imaginary dissection, at first, only small sections of it are exposed. Change your knife image now into an imaginary rocket ship, so that our dissection involves many more dimensions. The rocket ship would be the inquiring inner self in motion. This inner self in motion is bound to set up ripples of a counteraction. All this will be in terms of electric impulse. Realities existing within this electrical universe are built up through counteractions with the human personality and others. All psychological realities and experiences which are not materialized within the physical universe have their actual reality and existence within the electrical universe. Thoughts have shape in terms of intensity mass. Though you cannot see their shape, your outer senses do not perceive it. You see within yourself the various shapes of dreams to a certain extent. You do not see the dream itself, for even here, after giving a dream reality, electrical existence, you must break it down into simpler terms so that you can perceive what you have indeed created. But thoughts have shapes, as do dreams. I use the word shape for simplicity's sake, but the electrical universe is composed of dimensions which are perceived by the inner self, for the inner self also has existence within the electrical universe. If all of this sounds far-fetched, then remember that the shapes that you perceive meaningful, many more species within your own field cannot perceive at all. I suggest your break. Continuing, it follows that the whole self has an actual reality and existence within many fields besides the physical field. The brain, because of its purpose and its close connection to camouflage manipulation, does not have a primary existence within the electrical universe, although it has a secondary existence, which it because of its connection to the pure electrical mind. The physical body is formed about its electrical counterpart, yet they are both entwined in completely different dimensions. All the knowledge gained by the present ego is retained in electrical form, as is all experience so retained. The camouflage material will be discarded as a physical gestalt as far as the individual is concerned. The matter of the physical body will simply be used in other gestalts, in the manner that I have explained in earlier sessions. The idea image of the physical body is, of course, retained by the individual. The idea shape may be used or not used, according to when and in which manner the personality wishes to extend itself. It is no longer necessary for locomotion, and its senses, electrically coded now, are no longer necessary, since they were adopted to meet the demands of a particular field in which the personality no longer has any prime interest. In codified form, these outer senses still exist, and with codified memory, any sensuous or sensual data that has been experienced may be experienced again. And with some, though very few personalities, such experiences are indeed constantly played back, though of course not indefinitely. Rob notes, Seth had something to say about psychic remembrance of earthly phenomenon as long ago as the ninth session, December 1963-18. See Volume 1, page 46. Seth, I told you once that with your outer senses, you could not directly experience a concept. Perhaps now you will see why this is so. We can travel through the varying intensities that make up a concept, and therefore experience it directly as, say, you can move through a storm or a sunny day. It is not so much that you move through as that you directly experience. You are inside and not outside of the day or the storm. Rob notes, among others, see this 37th and 38th sessions for material on the concepts and some of the inner senses. Seth, to be inside a concept is to be inside an electrical field formed by varying intensities, each intensity meaningful, distinct, simultaneous, and separate, yet all taken together forming a particular electrical field. I told you, I believe, that it is an error to think at all in terms of size when fields are mentioned. In a way, I cannot yet explain to you these fields of intensity, while having mass in terms of intensity, do not have size. All depths here and all dimensions here in the electrical system are all in terms of intensity alone. And for a reason too difficult now to explain, intensity, while having a certain sort of mass that is not matter, of course, does not have anything like your idea of size. Rob notes, giving this information, Jane also came through with a big smile. Seth, its dimensions are in terms of value and value fulfillment. The apparent shapes, if you could see them within the electrical system, would seem to appear and disappear as pulses become stronger or weaker. Each and every thought and dream and experience that any human being has had exists as an individual, distinct electrical impulse of particular unduplicated intensity. It exists not only isolated, for example, or detached, but it exists as a part of the electrical pattern of that personality who originally created it. It is still a part of his electrical pattern, but it does not exist independently of him. I suggest your break. Continuing, now, basically and ultimately, all pathways and all journeys and all experience are electrical. At a later date, I will explain the true nature of this electrical reality, since your idea of electrical reality is extremely limited, and within your field, it is perceived but dimly as a mere shadow of itself. I told you at one time that my form was somehow a man's form. I use the form rarely. The electric reality of it, coded in a particular range of intensities, is now in my possession, in what you may call capsule form, though this is not a good analogy, but an explanation will have to wait until you understand more clearly the nature of electrical reality itself. Now, if you will follow me closely, you will obtain a hint, at least, of the structure of the inner self. It is composed, that is, each inner self is composed, structurally, of a particular range of electrical impulses, with which various personalities have their identities insured, since their identity is composed of particular intensities within the range. These personality intensities are themselves formed within ranges that would appear minute, but contain within them truly eons of experience. In our further discussions concerning the nature of electrical reality, we will have come closer to an understanding of those pyramid gestalts of which I have spoken. Rob notes, see the 81st session for some material on the psychic pyramid gestalts. Seth continues, this electrical reality will be a basis for many future discussions, and you will see the basis behind my contention that dream locations indeed exist in actuality. It is important also to realize that psychic gestalts are built up electrically, and that many positive attractions exist between and within various electrical fields, so that there is constant motion and travel between them. Various intensity identities may, therefore, appear within other fields while still retaining actuality in their own. I'm going to end our session. I wish you both a fond good evening. Rob notes, good night, Seth. End at 10:23.